Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Doreen Ivory, Children's Network Mentoring Resource Specialist for San Bernardino County. And we're going to be talking about the Children's Network Mentoring Task Force. So thank you for joining me today, Doreen. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
Now, first of all, tell us, what is Children's Network?
Well, Children's Network is a organization. It's a department of San Bernardino County that basically helps facilitate the connections between different agencies throughout the county and some of the child-serving agencies within the community. A lot of programs and resources find that they get kind of bottled up and experience all the roadblocks of overlapping services or lack of services. And Children's Network tries to facilitate that connection, make sure that services aren't being overlapped, and we try to address those services that are lacking throughout the county.
Okay, great. Now, you're involved with the Mentoring Task Force. So what is the Mentoring Task Force?
Yes, the Mentoring Task Force basically is a group of individuals of different agencies, child-serving agencies throughout the county, such as Children and Family Services and Department of Behavioral Health, Public Defender's Office, and Probation. Those county departments that focus and address at-risk and system-involved youth. But we also bring together our local community-based mentoring agencies and faith-based agencies, our school districts, to collaborate together to help facilitate the connection of our youth throughout the county with a mentor and with a mentoring agency.
Okay, I see on social media that you have the hashtag SBC Mentoring Challenge. What is that?
Yes, every January is deemed National Mentoring Month. And what we like to do with the Mentoring Task Force with San Bernardino County is to utilize social media challenges as part of our celebration and support of National Mentoring Month. And basically, it's really simple. It's a social media challenge. You're going to pull out your cell phone, start a quick recording. It can be a very brief recording of yourself. If you aren't comfortable doing selfies, you can have somebody hold your phone and record it, you know. But you're going to basically, very briefly, tell everyone how mentoring or how being mentored or being a mentor has positively affected your life. And then right after that, this is the fun part, you're going to get to call out three people and challenge them. They can be friends, family, coworkers, whoever you want to challenge to do the same thing. And then you're going to post that video with the hashtag SBC Mentor Challenge. And just write in there, if you can, also with your post, that if you want any information about becoming a mentor, to contact Children's Network at 909-383-9677.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. What is the actual goal of the challenge?
The goal, we have a goal of recruiting 200 new mentors that we can get connected to the various mentoring agencies throughout the county.
And who can participate in this challenge?
Anybody. Any adult that wants to participate can participate. If you're a youth and you're interested in being a peer mentor, you can participate in the challenge. And you can post it on any social media platform. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be Facebook. It can be Twitter, it can be Instagram. Yeah, so it's real simple. Like I've said before, because we've done this a couple years ago, this particular challenge, it's similar to the ice bucket challenge,
right?
But you don't get wet and you don't get cold.
Ah.
So, hey, there's two positive benefits.
Yes, especially this time of year where it is kind of chilly outside, doing the ice bucket challenge may not be a good idea.
Yes.
Okay. Now, how does the Mentoring Task Force collaborate and work with the community and other mentoring agencies in San Bernardino County?
Well, we work with them as far, like I said before, we partner together with the task force. We work to support each other's efforts and in the events that each of these agencies are doing. And we have a advisory committee that actually is made up of various areas of mentoring, including our school districts. We just try to utilize whatever each agency is planning and build upon that so that we're not like bumping heads and competing for resources and people's attention. So
right. Okay, what has been the response from the community to partnering with the Mentoring Task Force? How well are they receiving your programs?
The response has been very positive. We've been able to provide the public with the data and research that's really supporting how mentoring can positively affect our youth. We provide bi-monthly trainings that are open to the general public, so we've gotten a lot of good feedback from that regarding various topics, usually pertaining to specific populations of youth, like our LGBTQ community, and just providing the participants with the tools and resources to appropriately address that particular population and the challenges they face as far as being mentored. Like I said, the community's been very positive. They reach out to Children's Network to gain information and resources regarding where they could possibly be a good fit as a mentor. And through that process, I get some information from them and then in turn provide them with the contact information for several different options of programs that they could get connected with.
Great. Now, have there been any recent Mentoring Task Force community outreach events?
Yes, there has. Our SBC Mentor Challenge launch event at the Government Center in San Bernardino. What we did was basically invite everyone out to come out to the Government Center and participate in the challenge. A lot of people, like I mentioned before, might be a little nervous about doing a video themselves or don't understand about posting. And so we offered an opportunity for people to come out in like an open house type atmosphere, have some food and refreshments. And while they're there, they can have someone of our staff that was attending to do their cell phone video for them. Okay. And be able to get it posted right there onto social media.
Okay, how long is the SBC Mentoring Challenge supposed to last?
It's for the entire month of January.
Okay, are there any other upcoming Mentoring Task Force events planned in the future?
Yes, we do. We have for the entire month of January, in honor of National Mentoring Month, we have requested from all of the cities throughout San Bernardino County to join us in proclaiming National Mentoring Month within their city and community and provide us with a proclamation stating as such. So far, I believe we have accepted 8 proclamations already this month and are looking to collect the remaining cities throughout the month.
Great. Now, how does one get involved with Children's Network Mentoring Task Force, and where can they get more information if they want to get involved?
Well, as far as a general member of the public goes, if you're interested in information regarding mentoring, you can contact me directly and I can give you those resources. But overall, as far as what the task force would offer the general public, we offer, like I mentioned earlier, every other month, we offer the mentoring training series trainings. And if they want information on that, they can contact Children's Network as well. Generally, what active members of the task force, those individuals are people who are involved directly with mentoring agencies, who are mentors, who are involved in faith-based mentoring programs, community-based mentoring programs, or participating with child-serving agencies.
Okay, now how can they get in contact with you if they want to get that information?
Okay, they can contact me at Children's Network at 909-383-9677.
Okay, why don't you give that number again?
That's 909-383-9677.
Okay, great. And as we get ready to close here, is there one particular thing of interest that you'd like our listeners to know about Children's Network and actually the Mentoring Task Force?
Well, yes, actually there is. As far as the Mentoring Task Force goes, my goal for a couple years has been to really get a broader outreach to the community as far as the positive effects of mentoring. And just recently, it was approved through the County Board of Supervisors that we have a new vision campaign that goes alongside our county vision program. And it's called the Vision to Succeed. And what this is basically outlining is how our people throughout San Bernardino County can become successful and what are the steps that need to be done to get to where they want to be. And I'm pleased, and Children's Network has been pleased to be a part of the development of this particular vision as far as the inclusion of mentoring and how mentoring can affect positively every step and every avenue of a child's life from their childhood, youth, through adulthood. There's so much research that's been done to state that regular school attendance is affected positively. With a mentor, our at-risk youth are 52% less likely than their peers to skip a day of school. Our high school graduation rates are increasing due to mentorship. Post-secondary education enrollment, our youth and young adult employment rates, as well as there's been noted decrease in crime rates, decrease in criminal behavior, a decrease in drug and alcohol use of our youth. With a mentor, at-risk youth are 46% less likely than their peers to start using illicit drugs, and also a decrease in risky behavior. With a mentor, at-risk youth are at 47% less likely to exhibit risky behaviors. And so it's been noted by the County Board of Supervisors that mentoring really is valued and needs to be supported and promoted throughout the community.
Doreen Ivory, Children's Network Mentoring Resource Specialist for San Bernardino County, talking about the Children's Network Mentoring Task Force. So thank you once again for joining me today, Doreen. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you so much, Stephen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.